While the death of India Cummings continues to raise questions and controversy, protesters will be on the steps of City Hall later today. And yesterday, Erie County legislators held a hearing on the topic. On hand for yesterday's hearing was chapter president of the local chapter of the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill. That is Ann Venuto, and she joins us by phone this morning. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning. Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You were at yesterday's meeting. First, if you could, just maybe describe how the session proceeded and who was on hand.
Okay. Well, April Baskin, who's the majority leader of the legislature, she facilitated the discussion and asked most of the questions. Most of the legislators were there, I think, and Patrick Burke and Lynn Dixon and Edward Rath asked questions. The officials who were being queried were Michael Rainey from the Department of Mental Health, Tom Dina, the superintendent of the jail, and Sheriff Howard was there, but he had to leave early.
So then
the assistant attorney for the county, because this case is under litigation.
Yeah, we were hearing about that, how the case is under litigation, so it kind of kept thwarting the conversation to a certain extent. And, of course, there is this report that has been released. You've had a chance to look it over. What stands out in that report?
Yeah, I did read the report last night. I went through it, and I'd really like to read it again. But it's obviously evidence that something drastically went wrong. But as you read the 33-page report, you know, you get to so many sections that are redacted. That is, they just black it right out, so that there's a lot of missing detail, you know, that raises more questions. And then those were the kinds of questions that April Baskin focused on. She took the report and she'd say, page such and such, paragraph such and such, what happened here? But then when the official was going to answer the question, the attorney would say, now, you've been advised not to comment on those details related to that because this case is under litigation by the family against the sheriff and the county for the death of their India Cummings.
Yeah, but there were some details that you were able to get from that redacted report about India Cummings' situation. Stood out to you?
Yeah. Well, the report summarizes it by saying that she died by homicide by medical neglect. I think that's the only time we've had a State Commission of Corrections say something extreme like that. And, you know, this was a young woman who had no history of mental illness, no history of criminal offenses, who, from what we know, took synthetic marijuana, K2, and must have had an extreme reaction to it, unless there were other things taken. We don't know. And to the point she became assaultive, she stole a car, she caused car crashes, the police followed her and she was combative. There was a question of a broken arm. Now, when did they know her arm was broken? She did refuse treatment. She was looked at. But then she got into the jail, and she had a medical problem, a broken arm, which really led to the renal failure and the other medical complications. And then it sounds in the report, it was obvious that psychiatrically she was not competent, that she was not, she was not normal, especially if you consider somebody who had her history.
Right. And that brings us maybe to the greater point here, Ann, and as somebody who is an expert on, you know, mental illness, when it comes to people with mental illness and incarceration, you know, what do you want us to know? What do you think is missing from this discussion?
Well, the most important thing of all, the bottom line, is that seriously mentally ill individuals and those who suffer from addictions as well, these are brain disorders and they require evaluation and treatment by appropriate health professionals. And the jails and prisons really can't provide that. They try, but, you know, you're talking about putting someone with a medical illness into a punitive setting run by people who, you know, corrections people. It's really an unfair burden that's been placed on them, if you want to look at it from their perspective. They aren't trained for this. They aren't educated for this. So that you have a high risk of terrible things happening in there, and terrible things do happen. There's a higher risk for the mentally ill for suicide or rape or exploitation in prison, a higher risk for infectious diseases like TB and AIDS. I mean, so, you know, instead of them going into a health setting where they could be helped to get better, the risk gets greater for them to get worse. And then you add on stuff like solitary confinement. That can really destabilize someone with a serious mental illness.
Ann Venuto, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.